All right, yeah, so thank you for the organizers for this opportunity. So I'm Youssef and just finished my PhD. I came from Ottawa. Yeah, and I'm working with Ben Webster. Okay, so my work is in categorification. So what I'm trying to do is, so you have this, at the lower level, you have this zero categories. So then on a higher level, you have this one categories. Then can have two categories, three categories, and so on. So what I'm trying to do is to climb this ladder of categories. So here at the bottom, zero categories are just sets. And we're trying to upgrade sets into categories, then one categories into two categories. So let me just explain this arrow here. What we mean by categorification. So let's say you have set here, you have between sets, you have functions, you have equations. So categorification consists of, so you replace a set by category, functions by functors, and equations by isomorphisms. Okay, and this procedure is not unique. So there are many ways to go from here to here. And there is also the other way you can go from here to here. This is called the dual notion, decategorification. And there are some well-known procedures. So for example, there is this Grothendieck ring or group. And it is the trace functor. So let me give you some examples. So you know, if you have a semi-simple Lie algebra, you can associate to it a quantum group. So it's the universal quantum envelope in algebra. And to this one, you can associate you can do what's called the idempotent version of this. So you get a one category. Then by a work of Kovanov, Loda, and Rukier, so they defined a two category. Let's call it C, such that the Grothendieck group of this two category is this quantum group. So this is not the oldest example. There are more examples. I'll give you some more. So what is the motivation? Why do we need to categorify to go so one dimension higher in the level of categories that corresponds to one dimension higher on the level of topological spaces or manifolds? So this whole story was created or initiated by Crane and Frankel. So here you have this Jones polynomial of links. So this is an invariant of links. That means you have two isotopic links. That means you can also see you have the same Jones polynomial. So this by work written Richtigin and Turaev, they upgraded this one to a three-manifold invariant. And by work of Kovanov, so he gave a categorical invariant out of this polynomial invariant, so the Kovanov homology. What does it mean? This is an object. So it was a polynomial. Now it is an object in certain category C, such that if you have two isotopic links, then of course you get two isomorphic objects. And when you decategorify, so you start from L, you have an object, then you decategorify, you get another object. This is sits in the Grothendieck ring of that category. Well, but the Grothendieck of that category is just Q inverse. And it turns out this is exactly the Jones polynomial you start with. All right. Oh, and I'm out of time. Ah. Okay, so maybe, okay. Yeah, so just in one few seconds. So I'm trying to do is categorify the scale module of the torus. So that's my, what I'm working on right now. So if you have any questions.
Okay, I think we got time for maybe a question or two, so feel free to ask.
And what is the project of ANSWER? What is the categorification of scaling module of torus?
All right, yeah. Okay, so this. Okay. So we have this category of Zirkel-Bay modules. So, and this category categorifies the Hickey algebras. So Grothendieck ring of, so we have, for each N you have such a category. So SBN, so this is the Hickey algebra. Okay, here you should tensor with, so whatever field or ring you are working on. And okay, so but this can be regarded as the scale of the rectangle. Okay, so with so me and my supervisor, so we define this notion of affinization. So that allows you to go from this rectangle to annulus, and from the annulus to the torus. So you start with a category, you can regard it as diagrams on the rectangle. You apply this affinization, you get diagrams on the annulus or links on the annulus. Then you apply again, you get links on the torus. Yeah, that's the idea, the main idea.
So the answer is something like double affine Hickey algebra, yeah?
Exactly, yeah. Something like a double affine Hickey algebra.